Please join me in prayer. Lord, we come before you again on this Good Friday. We come before you again tonight. Maybe we've remembered Good Fridays our whole lives and set aside the time to come to you. Maybe we haven't. Maybe this is new to us. But God, the prayer that we pray tonight is that you would make it new to us again. That you would make it new to us again, that you would reveal to us something new tonight. That we wouldn't just be here for no reason, but that we would remember the most important reason why we're here. It is in your Son, Jesus, and what he did for us on this day. God, make it real, make it new, and inspire us in this time. But above all, let it be glorifying to you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mike, my microphone is working again. You know, I've remembered a lot of Good Fridays in my life. Having grown up Catholic and gone to Catholic school, we would go every Good Friday when I was a kid, and I didn't really get it. I'm not sure that we really ever get it. Not sure that we can on this side of eternity. But as I sat down to look at the scripture and to pray about it and to see what God wanted to say, it was really hard. Because there's so much here. There's so much in this text. I know it's a long account, but there's so much there. And so as I was thinking, I just didn't know what to add to it. Not that I can add anything to it. It's been said. It's been laid out for us. That Jesus came. That he taught. That he lived. That he showed us how to live. He did this throughout his whole life. He did this in love. Yesterday, we talked about love. And we talked about his act of cleansing others. And how he expects us to do that. As his followers, to cleanse each other in the church. You know, I have this whole thing planned out. I wrote about 6 sermons for tonight. But what I feel that we need to remember is what he did. All of this stuff that I put in here, it's all true. You heard, they tried him, they arrested him, they tried him, they did all sorts of things. They beat him, they hurt him, they condemned him, even though he was innocent. Even though Pilate knew that there were no charges that could be held against him, they still sent him like a lamb to the slaughter. And he went. He went, and he didn't have to go. Remember that. He didn't have to go at any time. Fully God and fully man. One person. Jesus didn't have to go. But he went. For all of us. He went. And he went to the cross. out of that love that he was talking about last night, out of that love, that sacrificial love that he talked about, but more importantly, that he lived his whole life. And he went. And he carried his cross. And he went to the cross, and he was put on the cross. He was nailed in, like the nails that you received, only bigger. And they hurt. And he suffered for us. He bore our sins. There's nothing that held him up there but himself and his love for each of us. Nothing held him up there, not the nails, but his love for each of us. And so as we think about this text and as we think about this day, we have the luxury of being almost 2,000 years past these events. And we can look back and we know that Easter Sunday is coming. But the disciples didn't know that. But we do. You know, Jesus said that it was finished. And I believe on the cross that it was. It was finished. He took all of our sins. He bore the sins. He bore the punishment for the sins, all of us. And it was finished. You are forgiven, just as the pin says. But it's even more than that. See, with Jesus, it isn't, with God, it isn't just about forgiveness. It's about justification. And with justification, it's about forgetting all of that stuff. Because in Him and what He did on the cross, not because of what we did, all of that stuff is forgotten. We are clothed in Christ when we believe. He came for the world so that we might believe and have eternal life in Him. They didn't know this that night. But we do. And so how are you going to live between Good Friday and Easter Sunday? How are we going to live knowing what Jesus did for us on that cross? How are you and I going to live knowing that we are forgiven, that we are justified in Him if we believe? That means we are made right with God despite what we have done and despite the sin that we have committed. This changes things. Changes everything. And it's all based in the love of a God who would send His one and only Son, the love of a God who would send His Son, He would be pierced for our transgressions, that He would be crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on Him, and by His wounds we are healed. We are all like sheep who have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. If that doesn't resonate with you, I don't know what would. We are the transgressors that He interceded for. We are the ones shouting, "Crucify Him." We are the ones telling Him to come down from His cross to save Himself, and then we might believe. But thanks be to God, He loved us anyway, and He loves us anyway. So believe, and remember, as your pin says, you are forgiven. Let us pray. God, on this Good Friday, you remind us of why it is good. Not because of us, but because of your Son. We thank you for Jesus, and we thank you for all that he has done for us out of his love for us, out of your love for us. God, tonight, we pray that we would be changed by this knowledge of this love. That we wouldn't just continue living as if we didn't know this, but that we would truly know it and live in a new way. God, it is darkness now. So much of our world is dark around us, and yet there is this light. But even that light was quenched on this day. And so, Lord, we pray that as we remember this Friday so long ago, that you would continue to make it real for us tonight as we continue to honor and glorify you in worship. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please rise.